gets in, well, I'd say over 400 or 500 yards of the of her calf that's in the pen. You come and call her and she'd come right on. She'd walk a piece and stop and graze. You call her and she'd come on a little farther. For a second, no, she's standing right down there wanting the end of that calf and let him suck. Because the sack's full. That's when they've got good grass there, understand?
What did you call him to get him to come in?
Just haul a sook.
Sook, huh?
Ooh. Ooh.
And it's this day and time. It's when you're out of date, but it got to where way back there, I can remember when late of evening you could hear women calling the cows. They done to me. They gradually come out of that, and these men folks are big boys calling the cows. A boy don't like to call him. He wants to have a horse a lot to get on him and go around and bring him. That's the way mine did.
Did you ever call your calves?
I don't believe we ever did. I don't know what people call them.
What did they call?
Sook calves.
And how about your horses? Did you call them then?
Yeah, we'd holler, come on, and whistle.
That whistle works pretty well, doesn't
it?
It
does.
How about your pigs? Did you call them, or were they always there?
Oh, yeah, we called them all. Big old. As loud as you can. Pee-boo-wee. Pee-pee-pee.
I guess they called them out of the pickup horn.
We had a county attorney here one time, and he got pretty wealthy, and he bought a lot of land in the Love County down to Marietta. And he got him some renters. He liked one of them renters, and one of them renters was a hog man, and he wanted to be a hog man. They went in together. Now this he tell in his campaign. He's running for office. In that hog pasture where they had those hogs, him and this renter, they had a lot of dead trees. So he'd go down there, and that farmer would be busy or gone, and this candidate, this official, he won't see them hogs, will they be laying way back to pasture? He'd tell this for a joke, but a whole lot of it was true. Part of it was, he couldn't call a hog. But he learned to peck on, to get him a stick, peck on the fence, or on a bear, or on a trough. And pretty soon they'd think, well, somebody's gonna feed us down here, they'd come a whole bunch of hogs. And he got to where he just, when he went down there to see them hogs, he learned to just get him a stick and peck on the fence. And here they'd come. But by the way, he had to quit it, because after a while that red-headed pecker was got to pecking on them dead trees and I could run his hogs to death, so he had to quit. He'd tell that and make a joke out of it, and so, but he'd get elected. Jimmy Mathis was his name. I think he died last year in Pottawatomie County.
Did he always feed him when he pecked on the fence?
If there's any feed there, he gave it to him.
Good training, huh?
Yeah.
How about calling sheep? Did people call their sheep?
I don't think so. Not that I know of now. Not that I can think of.
Did they call chickens?
Oh yeah, you can call chickens up. If you have a certain feed time. You start to get out there and say, well, here's part of the chicken, but I don't want to throw it out there now because they'll get it all. I'm going to wait and let all of them get a little, and they'll start calling. Mm-hmm. And first thing you know, you'll be surprised how they'll come in there and they'll learn that.
Chicky, chicky.
Chicky, 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 chicky.